Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
Chapel Hill homeboys had more big wins on Sunday. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. How about the continued ascendance of Drake May and Ben Griffin? May, the former Tar Heel star under Mac Brown, led the Patriots to a seventh straight win and a two-game lead over the Bills in the AFC East. New England beat the Buccaneers in a 28-23 thriller in Tampa. He dueled the Bucs' Baker Mayfield, who threw for 273 yards and three touchdowns. May had 270 with two TDs and one pick. It was billed as a battle for the MVP in the National Football League, which sounds overstated since May is in his second professional season. After the game, his odds to win the award actually went up. He completed 16 passes, six to fellow Tar Heel Mac Hollins, and directed an offense missing its number one running back and best long ball receiver. His fourth quarter interception followed Hollins' catch in the red zone, forcing the Patriots to hang on for an 8-2 record. Before turning off the TV, I checked the fourth round scores in the PGA golf tournament in Cabo San Lucas to see how Griffin was doing down the stretch. He was close after three rounds and was now leading late in the fourth, thanks to birdies on all four par threes. His fourth birdie put him 28 under par and two shots ahead, going to the par 5 72nd hole. The Golf Channel announcers were recounting his amazing journey from high school and college star in Chapel Hill to quitting the game 4 years ago, only to return and fix what was ailing him. He had already won two PGA tournaments this year, and winning again would match Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy with three, all of whom were in the Ryder Cup matches last summer. Ben hit fairway wood to the green about 25 feet below the hole. His playing partners did the same and two-putted for birdies. Griffin also finished with a fourth round 63, setting the professional course record and assuring him a spot in the top 10 golfers in the world. 3 years ago, he barely made the top 100. Major championships will now be the goal for him, crowed the talking head, citing his top 10 finishes in the U.S. Open and PGA Championship over the summer. The confident Griffin is pretty stoic, but shows a shy smile when the crowd acknowledges him, and a bigger one when hugging his fiancée Dana, who always follows him on site and will become his wife in December. Three wins and getting married in the same year, Ben said. She means the world to me, and I am very excited to be her husband. Somewhere in the sky, and then over their home state of North Carolina, May and Griffin were on private planes on their way home to Florida and Foxborough, where the Patriots play the Jets Thursday night at 7. This is Archansky. See ya.